And thank you. Welcome back to In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're joined here today by Scott Holsoff, who is the principal or the director.
Principal,
okay, of Manhattan Catholic Schools. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I know I've had you on before, but it's been been a little while since I've spoken to you.
It has been.
And we were just chatting a little bit. It's kind of a busy time for you guys at Manhattan Catholic Schools.
Well, it is a busy time. We're already halfway through our first quarter. Man, oh man, it's gone by fast.
No doubt.
Just doing many, many, many things. So right now our kids are completing their Fast Bridge Learning. It's a progress monitoring test so we can see where they're at. We've got kids in Title I reading from those tests, and so they're getting some remediation from last year. Some of them just need help for a small time to get caught up. So from the Fast Bridge, we get a lot of information from that, and we can help the students when needed. Next week, we do our Iowa assessments. So any parent of MCS, next week is Iowa's. And Iowa's make sure they get plenty of sleep, drink lots of water, eat nutritionally. The testing gives us a lot of great information for the students and the school. We have a professional development day the 27th of September, and we will not have school at MCS. We do we analyze test scores from last year before. We look at individual students and their test scores from Iowa's to Fast Bridge to state assessments to our ACRE test, which is a religious education standardized test. Our kids always score well, but you still want to analyze them. And we analyze not only individual but school scores, and then we make school improvement plans and goals from those testing data that we get. So that professional development day is going to be key to what we do for this year and next year.
As far as you know, it's different from the public schools to the private schools, but do you have your enrollment figures come out at around the same time, or how's that?
September 20th, yes.
Okay.
We're accredited through the state of Kansas and Advance Ed. I think they just changed their name to Cognia, but it's an accreditation agency. So we're accredited through both. With that, we do still take all of the same tests that the public schools do. USD 383 went to Fast Bridge Learning a couple of years ago, and we get services through 383 as well. We have a learning disability teacher assigned to our school. We get speech gifted OTPT, and they all come to our school to give those services. So we went to Fast Bridge 3 years ago when Dr. Lewis approached me because we get the same services. Most of our kids go to Manhattan High when they leave us, so we tried to keep it as consistent as possible with everybody. So we do almost everything that the public schools do as far as testing. Our accreditation is slightly different through Advance Ed, but if you look at the goals for accreditation, they're pretty similar with CASA and Advance Ed. So it's very familiar to everybody, I think. We try to work with public schools. They've been great with us, and when we schedule, we try to keep some of the same days because our kids are in the high school. We have a lot of K-State personnel, so when we're doing all of our calendars and stuff, we have to keep in mind K-State and USD 383. So, but we have a great relationship with them, but a lot of things are very, very similar to the public schools because we want to remain accredited.
Very good. Well, are you eagerly anticipating a good report here on the 20th then? Do you?
Oh, yes. Right now, we are up 16 students from last year, which is quite a few. A lot of reasons for that. Our test scores are the highest in the city. A lot of people are realizing that they want a faith-based education, and that's what we're here for. Even though we are faith-based, Catholic school, we have 15% of our students that are not Catholic, which is typically you get about 2 or 3% in most Catholic grade schools. But because K-State University and Fort Riley, our non-Catholic rate is higher. So it's people are looking for not only that parochial feel, they're also looking for that private feel if they're not Catholic. And for us, we provide a great service, a great education, and so people realize that through word of mouth, through touring, and so we've seen that increase.
I find that interesting because I would think that, you know, if I was going to put my daughter in a Catholic school, that she'd need to be Catholic. So that's not a requirement.
That is not a requirement. The parents just have to realize that we are a Catholic school. We're going to teach our Catholic faith. Second grade, we have first reconciliation and first communion. It's sacraments at the younger ages. Even the kids going into second grade, we'll teach them all the Catholic faith. And they can choose to just, instead of going to the sacrament, they can come and just get a blessing and participate. Most of our non-Catholic second graders do that. But it has not been a problem. People think you have to be Catholic, but you do not. Just realize that we are teaching our faith, though. And, you know, at the younger grades, it's very similar to Christian faith. We get into more details second grade and then on up.
Okay. Yeah, very interesting. Something I learned something new.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, great. You got a lot of activities. I know when we had you in here last time, you talked a little bit about the Lucky Auction. That's right around the corner, isn't it?
October 4th, we have our Lucky Derby, and it's our annual auction. You can call Ashley O'Haver, our advancement director, or call the school to get information. It is also on our website. It will be October 4th, the Utopia Room at St. Thomas More. Tickets are $50 per person. We provide a meal. We have DJ. Dave's waving at me. So, are you going to DJ this year?
That be me.
That be you. And then we'll have an auctioneer. So we'll have a silent auction. We'll have a live auction as well. Great time. So food, drink, fun. It's a blast. Come out and join us.
That sounds like a good time.
Yes.
Let's take a break here. We got halfway through the show here. We'll talk more with Scott Holsoff after this on News Radio KMAN, Manhattan Catholic Schools, featured on In Focus.